church. This church has been a blessing for myself, and I really enjoyed working here. Serving this church, what can we do to be able to further the kingdom of heaven? Being able to share Jesus to those around us. And I'm really appreciative for the church members being welcoming, opening, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity as well to serve and to encourage our Pathfinders and young people. I actually finished Pathfinders as a master guide back in 2011. 2011, it's been quite a while. But actually, before even coming Bible work here, I was actually a teacher for the guide class. I've been teaching for 2 years at my home church in Loma Linda, Filipino. So it's such a blessing to see Pathfinders. I know what you guys are going through. Been there, done that. And I encourage you to continue to seek God within this group and to share amongst each other. But before I continue, let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you so much for this time to be able to share. But Lord, I pray that you will speak. Lord, I pray that we will not hear of CJ, but you alone. Father, speak through me. Remove any distractions that we might have. And Father, I pray that you will help us learn what you want us to hear today. Be with us now, Lord. Hide me behind the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I grew up in Washington State for about 13 years. My dad was in the military. And I have to admit, traveling has been a beautiful thing. I really enjoy traveling. Who here likes to travel the world? Who here wants to travel the world? Amen. You know, everyone has a spark or a desire to go travel. I moved to Guam when I was a little kid. I moved to the Philippines when I was a little baby. Stayed in Washington State for about 13 years and moved back here. And then 2012, I started to join ministry, literature evangelism, went canvassing for Youth Rush in the summer. Changed my whole life. The past 5 years I've been here, I worked 2 summers in this conference, 2 summers in the Indiana conference, and then 2 summers in a Texaco conference by the end of the summer. And it's been a blessing to serve God and to be able to see the growth within His Word in my life, but also to share with other people as well. I want to ask if you turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26. And I'll read, and it says, "And God said, 'Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.'" Jump down to verse 28. "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.'" God, in verse 28, says, "and subdue it." Do you guys know what that means? You know, if you look up on Google, it means to conquer or to go forth. You know, we all have the tendency of wanting to go travel to new sites. In September last year, I had the opportunity to go to Thailand, Malaysia, Japan, Singapore for about 2 weeks with 3 of my other brothers from the Bible college I graduated from Prescott, Arizona, called Souls West. And we all decided, let's go on an Asia trip. You know, four young guys wanting to go on this vacation trip. Now, the vacation trip was mainly not for, go out and do the worldly stuff, but to actually see nature. We all had an idea, let's go see waterfalls, let's go ride elephants, let's go swim with an elephant. We actually swam with 2 elephants, so it was pretty cool. To be able to witness, have a vacation, but within our vacation time, we actually helped the church over there. In Thailand, we went to this random church, Seventh-day Adventist church that we went to, and we were like, hey, let's just go in and sit and see what we can do to help. So we went, and then they found out, oh, yeah, we're from America. You know, oh, they're literature evangelists, you know. And they're like, oh, we have a series coming up. You know, how can we be able to reach out? They asked us for tips and ideas. So we're like, yeah, we can stay here all day and help out. So this is what we did. We actually helped out a lot of the congregation pass out the Steps to Christ in Thai to the surrounding stores and cities around. And one thing that I've learned is that these people were excited. excited to see Jesus come. You see, God says in verse 20, I can imagine him saying to Adam, Adam, this is the Garden of Eden, but I want to share something with you. I want you to go out to the earth and subdue it. Be fruitful and multiply. I can just imagine Adam's eyes just grew big, excitement, like, Lord, are you telling me to go out over there, conquer it, subdue it, you know, share your love, whatever is out there? You know, I can see a lot of us has an idea of wanting to go out and travel. You know, little baby Judah, as I was watching him, you can imagine there's always a spark in a little kid to be adventurous, to do something new for the first time. You know, little baby Judah, I remember him just not able to walk by himself, and now he's walking alone, running around, playing the basketball, you know, learning new things. You know, as a little kid, they are subduing the world around them as much as they can. I remember when Judah was just learning, looking outside at a tree, you know, like a little at a twig or a branch. You know, we all have that desire to do something new. But the question is it for the kingdom of God? You know, friends, history is filled with people who dared to dream. You know, if you look at your bulletins, my title of this sermon is Go, Have Unfulfilled Dreams, But Tomorrow. Now, how many of us at one point had a dream? I know I did. You know, I wanted to do something in my life. You know, I wanted to be like strong like my dad. You know, my dad was in the military for 20 years. I wanted to be just like him as a little kid. You know, my dad was traveling the world, and praise the Lord, look, I'm traveling too. You know, but history is filled with people who dared to dream. You know, my mom became an RN, registered nurse. But, you know, at that point, I never realized, you know, what she was doing as a little kid. I don't remember. I think I was like 4 or 5 years old. And my mom gave up her dream, working to take care of me and my older sister. A dream that I'm so grateful that is unfulfilled on her behalf, because she has fulfilled the dream that God intended her to have. A dream that God wants for you in your life. Success in our eyes is not the same success God sees. Maybe, not all the time. But the question is your heart with God? Moses has been in the wilderness tending sheep for 40 years. Then God asked him, hey, go let my people go. David, you know, a whole army that Israel cannot defeat. And then there's this giant. But God tells David, go, subdue this army. Gideon, hiding underneath a winepress, a mighty man of valor, says the angel of the Lord. Many of us, we tend to have, I don't want to say excuses. I do too. I am human just like you. I am a sinner just like you. But God sees us in a new, important way. Salvational history is history of one volunteer at a time who goes, who dares to dream, to go because of that spark God puts in our hearts. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 2. If you turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 2. I mean, chapter 6, sorry. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And I want to share a beautiful, couple of beautiful verses that I've been studying lately. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, you know, having unfulfilled dreams in this world. Having unfulfilled dreams. So let's look at verse 1 through 9. But I'll be reading it real quick to have understanding of context. So chapter 6 of 2 Chronicles, chapter 1 through 9. And it says, then said Solomon, the Lord hath said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. But I have built an house of habitation for thee, and a place of thy dwelling forever. And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to rule over my people. Verse 6, but I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now check out verse 7. Verse 7, it says, now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house of the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to David, verse 8, my father, For as much as it was in thine heart to build a house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thine heart. Friends, it was within the heart of David to be able to build this temple, this house for God. Is it within your heart to see Jesus come? You know, we always preach Jesus coming soon, which he is. And I totally believe that. But look at verse 9. It says, notwithstanding, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son which shall come forth out of thy loins, and shall build the house for my name. David wanted to build something for the kingdom of God. You know, you can just imagine with me, a little kid, or a young family who has two kids. Well, you got the oldest and you got the youngest. And you can, you know, in practicality, you know, the parents has an anniversary of marriage. And both the children were like, oh, mom, dad, I want to write you this beautiful gift. I'm going to build something for you. I want to make something special. That's what the oldest says, you know, to the parents. But you can just imagine with me the parent saying, I appreciate this. Thank you so much. I know you want to do this. But I just want to let you know, you're not going to give me a good gift. You know, you already gave me a great gift, but your younger sibling is going to finish it off. It'll be the top of the cherry, or the top of the cake, you know, cherry on top. You can imagine as a child is saying, what? No, mom, dad, this is for you. And your parents are like, oh, no, you know, I like your sibling's gift better, or something like that. You see, David wanted to build this temple for God. But God says, you know, you will not build it, but thy son, you know, Solomon. I can just imagine David's heart might have been like, ah, oh, Lord, why? You know, I want to do something for you, but it is well because it was within your heart, God says. You know, friends, is it within your heart to see God come? You know, I can just imagine the disciples, when we all get to heaven, Jesus, I'm sorry, we're sorry. We wanted to see you come in our generation. We wanted to see you come in like now. But look how long it's been, my friends. We all heard this, the saying, Jesus is coming soon, Jesus is coming soon. But really, do we really believe it in our heart? And when Jesus says to the disciples, it is well because it was within your heart. It is well because it was within your heart to see me come again. Let's go to Hebrews. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. There we go. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10. And the Bible reads, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. You got a man who obeyed God. Friends, how many of us say Jesus is coming soon and we believe it, but do we obey when the call is there? Do we obey God? Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. In a land of promise, as in a strange country dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Friends, I want to be in a place where God, where the foundation and the builder and the maker is God. When I was at Souls West in Prescott, Arizona from 2012 to 2014, pretty much every single vacation break I had, winter vacation, spring break, I think that's about it. You know, I went home. It was always a new house. For 2 years, we moved, I think, 3 to 4 times or something like that. My family would always rent. There's always problems, so we'd always move. You know, as I look back, I'm like, man, every time I come home, it's like kind of like a hotel room, so to speak. You know, it's nice, you know, new room again and again and again. But I want to live in a place where God is my foundation, whose builder and maker is him. Let's go down to verse 13 and 16. And it says, verses 13 and 16 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. And embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. You know, friends, there we go. These men all died in what? Faith. Because it was within their heart to see Jesus come. You know, they were persuaded that this is not our land. They were convinced that they could see a heavenly country afar off. The question is, can you see heaven today? Can you see heaven today? Friends, there, man, I want to go to heaven. Oh, I want to go to heaven. You know, friends, having a life serving God of unfulfilled dreams is a beautiful thing. I'm saying this. This is CJ right here because of my experience. You know, these men died looking to see that country afar off, for this is not our home. Is it within your heart to see Christ return? Let's go to Genesis real quick as well. Genesis 40. Genesis chapter 40. You can just imagine one of these, this young man named Joseph had a dream. Joseph was actually sold, given away from his brothers. And you can see here how Joseph served Potiphar, and then something happened, and now he's in jail. You know, became a slave, now he's in jail. But it's interesting what it says in verse 14 and 15. And the Bible reads, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Verse 15, for indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into this dungeon. You see here, Joseph did nothing. All he did was serving. He swept in every single corner in Potiphar's house. But did you know God was with him? God was with him. You know, you can just imagine yourself being sold by your siblings. I would be upset. I would be upset if my siblings sold me, left me to be a slave in someone's house. And then all of a sudden, you know, he serves his master, and then he goes to jail, and he's like, Lord, why me? That's a question a lot of us ask. Why me, Lord? Why me? And then all of a sudden, he goes into this prison, and there was two people. People from Pharaoh's court. Smart people. You know, I can just imagine him learning the politics, learning the strategies, you know, what the king likes to eat or the Pharaoh likes to eat, you know, where the jewels stored, you know, how was the land, you know, agriculture, things like that. We got smart people in this prison. And then all of a sudden he gets out. He was able to get out and be able to learn and be second in command. Second in command of this whole kingdom of Egypt. You can just imagine, Joseph wanted to go home. God will say, it is well because within your heart. It is okay because it was within your heart to serve no matter where you go. And friends, this is a quote I want to share with you, talking about the urgency of the signs of the times that Jesus is coming soon. And it says, the shortness of time is frequently urged as an incentive for seeking righteousness and making Christ our friend. This should not be the great motive with us, for it savors of selfishness. Is it necessary that the terrors of the day of God should be held before us, that we may be compelled to right action through fear? You know, should we do this through fear? It ought not to be so. Jesus is attractive. He is full of love, mercy, and compassion. He possesses to be our friend, to walk with us through the rough pathways of life. And in continuation, he says to us, I am the Lord thy God, walk with me, and I will fill thy path with light. Jesus, the majesty of heaven, proposes to elevate to companionship with himself those who come to him with their burdens, their weaknesses, and their cares. He will count them as his children, and finally give them an inheritance of more value than the empires of kings, a crown of glory richer than has ever decked the brow of the most exalted earthly monarch. You know, friends, Jesus is coming soon, but the reason to cling onto him, to seek him, is not because he's out of fear, oh, you know, he's coming. I have a cousin named Paulo and a fan. You know the whole trend of 2012, Jesus is coming soon? You know, way back then, oh, you know, the end is now. I remember going to church one time, and then I saw my cousin there, and he never goes to church. You know, I grew up the gang life, and he invited me there too. But I see him, and I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? He's like, bro, I got some questions. And I heard about this 2012 thing, Jesus is coming, like, tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, snap. Then he saw the pastor, and he's like, pastor, is this true? And we all know, like, no one knows the exact time, not even the angels know when Jesus is coming soon, but because the signs of the time show us, you bet Jesus is coming soon. And he was trying to seek God out of fear, like, oh, I want to be saved. I want to make the kingdom of heaven. But because of the rumor stating, oh, the end is like tomorrow or this year. And that is false, my friends. People are deceived. You know, is it within your heart to be able to further the kingdom of God? To be able to seek those you love? To seek those you love. And friends, I want to share with you as well. In the book of Joshua. Joshua 24. Let's go there real quick. It's not working, but it's okay. Joshua 24. Praise the Lord for Bibles, eh? Amen. Joshua chapter 24. Verse 15. There we go. Okay, it works. Amen. And it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you tomorrow. No, it says, what? This day. This day who you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwelt. But as for me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. Friends, choose today. I remember one of my friends, Mike Long, was canvassing, going door to door. And we see this sign all the time, you know, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As a canvasser, literature evangelist, we are so happy to see that. Thank you, Lord, they're Christian. They should give me water. They should, like, buy a book or two or just pray for me. He knocked in the house. He hears people inside. They're talking. They're laughing. They look through the window. He sees them. He's like, hi, you know. And my brother, Mike Long, was just so bold. You know what he said? He knocked. He kept knocking. He said, are you Christian? Because, you know, the sign says this. You know, you would assume they would be Christian. Hey, are you guys Christian? Open up. Open up. Are you guys Christian? Eventually, the guy opened up. He starts laughing. Hey, man, whatever you're doing, forget you. We don't need this. Whatever. Get out of here. You know, they had guests or whatever. And Mike Long was so bold. He was like, hey, are you guys Christian? The man answers, yes. Well, take that sign down. And I'm like, mercy. He was so bold to say, take that sign down. Do not misrepresent the God you serve or a God who you serve. You say you serve. A Christian wouldn't say this to a Christian. And to me, that was bold. I was like, I would never say that. Until all of a sudden, in 2015, Indiana, I was working with my student, Jason, knocked on this house. And I was like, Lord. And this guy was screaming. We see each other. Like, the window is big, like, in the door. We just make eye contact. You know, hello, sir, come here real quick one time. I got to show you something real quick. And all of a sudden, this guy was, like, cursing. And it was embarrassing to me because I had my student there. And my student was like, what are we going to do? You know, this man comes to the door. He's like, I don't need what you want. Get out of here. And I was like, sir, are you a Christian? He was like, yeah. I mean, I don't need this. You know, you guys are fake, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sir, as a Christian to a Christian man, I just want to let you know Jesus loves you. And I don't think so Jesus would treat his people like this. But sir, whatever you might be going through, I just want to let you know Jesus loves you. I do hope you have a great day. But here's a glow track, something for you to read on your spare time. Sir, have a blessed day. We're going to be going on our way. I walked out thinking, what did I just say? But friends, there are people who say they're Christians, but yet don't act like one. But question is it within your heart to serve God or to be called a Christian? And Christian is not just a title. It is a beautiful saying of who you are. You know, Joshua said, choose this day. Because if you think about it, friends, is tomorrow promised? Is tomorrow promised? I don't think so. There we go. We'll go back before we go there. Tomorrow is not promised. Life is uncertain. Life is uncertain. And also, I want to share a quick story. I recently, just last week, saw one of my aunties go to sleep in my home church in Loma Linda, Filipino. as the casket was going down, I was thinking to myself, Lord, why another one? Last time I saw her, we were having youth meetings. What can we do for the youth? What can we do? Let's have hangouts. Let's have potluck. Let's go feed the homeless. Let's, you know, help them have Bible studies. Last time I saw her, she was talking, what can we do to further advancement for the kingdom of God with the youth? And sadly, cancer hit. And, you know, it was a sad moment for our church. I wanted to talk to her and say, Auntie, I want to let you know that you inspired me to further the kingdom of God. There are people that we have to help us learn more of who God is. But friends, I also want to turn with me the Bible to Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. I'm going to read this real quick, for time is the enemy. Judges 6, verse 12 through 16. And the Bible reads, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Verse 14, and the Lord might look upon him and said, go in this thy might, thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Verse 15, and he said unto him, O my Lord, whether he shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house. And the Lord said to him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. You can imagine here, Gideon sees the army of like 135,000, you know, and he's by himself underneath the wine press. He's hiding in a field, thinking, oh, I hope they don't search and find me here. You know, I'm nothing. I'm a weakling. I am poor, miserable, blind, and naked. You know, but you see here, the angel of the Lord says to Gideon, you are a man of valor. You know, I will be with thee. If you remember in Hebrews 11, a while ago, Abraham obeyed God, going. Many of us are called to certain things that God wants us to do for the further advancement of the kingdom of heaven, because it was within your heart, I hope. You see, Gideon is making excuses. All the Bible characters, majority of them, made an excuse, and it's okay, because we're all human. Been there, done that. I make excuses too. I am just a sinner just like you. But friends, why did Gideon go from 30,000 of his men to 300 to show God did that so Gideon can see that, hey, rely on me. Rely on me. Do you know who you serve? Do you know who you serve? Friends, I just want to let you know. Imagine with me. You know, Nineveh back then in the book of Jonah was one of the worst cities. It is a stronghold for the evil ones' kingdom. Satan had this rap of the city of Nineveh. And one thing that intrigued me was, you can imagine Lucifer and his demonic hosts have a board meeting. You know, they're probably angry all the time. And you see here, you know, like, what are we going to do? God is launching an attack. Jonah is going to preach the message to my city, a city that has so much entertainment, like, for years that no one can finish. You know, got alcohol, you got drugs, you got smoking, you got prostituting, you got everything the world can give. God is launching an attack on my people. What can we do? And you got the generals, you got the commanders of Satan's kingdom, like, you know what, this is easy. Why don't us lesser demons, cover the people in the world? Lucifer, you attack the messenger. Now, how many of us are messengers of God? You don't have to raise your hand. Think about that. How many of us are messengers of God? Amen. What side are you going to choose? Choose this day, because tomorrow is not promised, and by tomorrow, this time, you will not be at the point to make a decision for God. Maybe, but most likely you're not. I've seen many people, especially we had an evangelistic series last month, and you got people fidgeting, should I stand up for an appeal as David is, as he's speaking? But, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, there's another meeting tomorrow, I'll stand up tomorrow and appeal. Oh, mercy, friends. And I don't worry, I've been like that before. I've done that. But you see here, people need God. In the King James Version, I think it was Jonah said 8 words. And then from the greatest of them to the least of them, repenting. You know, friends, I'm tired of living on this world. Life is not certain. My Auntie Cora, like I shared, passed away. Her funeral was last week. July 1, 2010. One of my friends, my monong Ken Arrogante, was going to the GC meetings. As he was driving in Flagstaff with his wife, his stepdaughter, and his nephew, a hit an 18, 16-wheeler head-on. Died instantly. My monong Ken and my auntie. And I asked God, why them? They were directors of the Pathfinders in Loma Linda, Filipino. Like, a man who helped me stay in Pathfinders, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. I was 1 week shy of my 17th birthday, asking, Lord, why this man? Why this man? A man that is serving you. Life is not certain, my friends. Choose God today. April 6, 2015, I was on the phone. Well, me and my sisters were on the phone with my grandfather. He was getting weak. And I know his time was soon to pass. He wasn't eating. They were on the phone. I was waiting my turn. You know, I had a dream to tell my grandfather something. When I had that phone, I'm like, Grandpa, wait for me till I see you again. I want to share with you what God has showed me in his word. I wanted to give my grandfather a Bible study. I wanted to tell him what God has been doing in my life to encourage him that your grandson is not like in the world. I remember when he had surgery. Before he moved to the Philippines in 2013, he said, where is my grandson? Where is my grandson, my closest grandson? I was out at Souls West, friends, serving God. And then all of a sudden, on that phone call, it was around 11 to 12 at midnight, I hear screaming on the phone. My mom was in the Philippines at the time, my aunties, my grandmother, and all of a sudden, I knew exactly what happened. They said, I'll call you back. We'll call you back. I knew exactly what happened, friends. My grandfather passed away. I wanted to tell him, wait till I get there to share what God has done in my life. A dream that is not fulfilled because I was serving God. Where is my grandson before he got surgery? I was out serving God. Friends, despite what this world is offering you, many people in your family, your friends, reaching there by going here. I reached my family by God's grace by going over there. That doesn't mean you have to be with them all the time, but because it was within your heart, within my heart, to serve God. I know that one day I will see my grandfather in heaven in Titus 2:13, that we have the promise that Jesus is coming soon, having that blessed hope. A dream that is not fulfilled, friends. And even prior to my grandfather's death, my uncle, my mom's sister's husband, 1 week before, also passed away due to a heart attack. A life of unfulfilled dreams. My cousins were very sad at the same time. Their dad and then all of a sudden their grandfather. Mercy. Mercy, friends. God asks us to have some courage. You know, friends, we're living the great controversy and we see it all the time. Many times we don't want to go, but God is saying, go and obey. 2012 Army Bible Camp, I did not want to listen to Taj Pakleb speak in Pine Spring Ranch. I wanted to hang out in the room. I wanted to just chill with friends. I went, and he talked about the book of Jonah. Chapter 1, verse 3, and Jonah paid a fare to run away from the presence of God. You cannot run away from God, my friend. I mean, run away all you want, but you can try. But God sees you. 2013, I didn't want to go do big books selling $200, $300, $500 sets. I was like, okay, fine, Lord. I knocked on this one L Street. Guy got two sets of books. And this is not like $50. This is like $200, $300. 2014, I did not want to canvass on my birthday in Indiana. On my birthday, I wanted to lead. Praise God, I met this lady with tattoos who was struggling. He's like, I want to get out of this place for the sake of my daughter. I'm wrapped up in a horrible situation. Please pray for me. I didn't want to go, but look what happened. 2015, I did not want to be program head for the youth rush for Indiana as well. I am not worthy to be called a program head. Who am I? Let my friend lead. He has the characteristics of a leader, but by God's grace, he has sustained the program and made students love the work. 2016, last summer, I was in the Texaco conference. I didn't want to work with my students because it was thunderstorming, it was hailing, and I was like, I know, Lord, let me just keep the van dry as they're getting wet, serving God. But all of a sudden, I went, and God blessed with a beautiful experience to love the work even more. 2017, this summer, I did not want to lead again. I don't want to go, you know, be program head. I'm tired. But guess what? I'll be program head again. I want to stay home with my family. You know, someone asked me, when are you done? When are you staying home? When are you going to come back to the family? I'm like, hey, did Jesus come back yet? No, okay, I'm not done yet. Friends, I can just imagine J.N. Andrews as he went to France by himself with his daughters doing the work there. He got sick. Then all of a sudden, Ellen White and his friends visit him, and they found out he was actually dying because he's not eating, because the money that he earned, he gave it back to the ministry. What are you doing for the kingdom of God? Life is not certain, my friends. Life is not certain. Is life promised tomorrow? Go, my friends. Conquer the world. What can you do for the kingdom of God? Time is short. You know, the time that I wanted to spend time with my grandfather, I'll be doing that in heaven. The time I want to talk with my mentor, Ken Arrogante, I'll be doing that in heaven. Because the next person that they see is Jesus. And friends, the question is, do you want to also be there? What are you doing for the kingdom of heaven? In closing, friends, I just want to encourage you, church family, this is our second to last Sabbath, Lee and I, and as Bible workers at this church. But I want to let you know, choose today, choose this day. Because life is uncertain. Whom will you serve? For tomorrow is not promised. Go have unfulfilled dreams to further advancement of the kingdom of heaven. But choose today. But do not wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Friends, Jesus is coming soon. You know what happened this week? President Trump just passed, was it the Johnson Bill or something, where church and state are now can be combined. Mercy. 2015, all of a sudden, you got same-sex marriage. You know, I have a lot of family members who like the same sex. I love them. I don't agree with their lifestyle, for I am a sinner just like them too. Friends, I encourage you, Jesus is coming soon. Choose today. You know, we just had a series coming up. For those who just got baptized, praise the Lord. Pathfinders, seek Jesus, man. If I died today, my last three words is cling to Jesus. If I died today, cling to Jesus. Do not wait for tomorrow is not promised. We all have someone pass away, and then we go to a funeral. Lord, another one? Are you tired? I'm tired, my friends. I'm tired of living on this earth. Choose today who you will serve. There are people that want Jesus, and you can be the only means to reach out to them. I cannot reach people that you can reach. Pathfinders, young kids, you are such an influence. It warms my heart to see young people serve God. I have a huge burden for my home church. We have about 60 young Pathfinders. And there's specific kids I want to share. Jesus loves you for who you are. Cling to him. Friends, the great controversy is not a joke. I've seen demonic possession in Texas. And I'm like, Lord, I cannot do anything but you. Choose this day to go. Have unfulfilled dreams, but do not wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is uncertain. And friends, I'm just going to say this, last thing. Jesus is looking for you. When Jesus brings all his people to heaven, or his people to heaven, not all, I can't say that, because not all will be there. The disciples is like, Lord, we want to see you in our generation. It is well, my friends, because it was within your heart. J.N. Andrews, when he gets to heaven, Lord, I'm sorry, I gave as much, I didn't want to eat, I wanted to serve you, I wanted to give my earnings back to the work. It is well, because within your heart. When Jesus is there, he looks up, and not everybody will be there, sadly. And he goes to the Father and says, Father, not everybody is here, I'm so sorry.
And the Father would be like, it is well. Because it was within your heart to go along with the mission, to sacrifice yourself so that the people, your people, can see that you love them. Leah last week said, Jesus didn't die on the cross so that we can love him. But he died on the cross that we can love him. He died there, you know, like he can't force us. 2 weeks ago, Brian said, you know, choosing God has benefits. And my friends, it does. Choose today to serve God because tomorrow is not promised. Life is uncertain. And do not wait because Jesus is coming soon. Do not wait because Jesus is coming soon. And he wants you, everyone in this room, the sound of my voice, to make it to the kingdom of heaven. You might think that you are not worthy. Friends, because Jesus died on the cross, we are worthy. Cling to Jesus. Despite what your friends say, despite what your teachers say, cling to Jesus. For tomorrow is not promised, friends. Cling to Jesus. And I encourage you, church family, wherever you go this week, go subdue the world. But remember, you might have unfulfilled dreams. But because you chose this day to serve God, because you chose today to serve God, Pathfinders choose God daily. Be the light in this world. Many of this world is so discouraging. Be that encouragement. Be there for the kingdom of God. And friends, there's no other joy than serving Jesus, because it has so many benefits, because his son died on the cross for us. Choose him today.
We want to choose Jesus today. Amen? Amen. Invite the congregation to stand as we sing our closing hymn, Marching to Zion, hymn number 422. Have the benediction by CJ, but after the benediction, our Pathfinders will be marching out, and so we'll ask the congregation to remain standing, and we'll ask also those who have been baptized today, and Taylor, who was baptized yesterday, to please stand by the door so that we can all greet them and congratulate them for their decision to choose Jesus.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you so much for this time, and Lord, I pray as we depart, I pray that we will keep a song in our hearts and our minds, that we will focus upon your day and observe it to find joy and peace. And Lord, I pray that you will help us choose this day whom we will serve.
Amen.
For tomorrow is uncertain. Amen. Be with my friends as they go. And Lord, I thank you so much for your son, dying on the cross for us, that we can have that hope, that we can be with you in heaven together. Be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.